Welcome to the College Prep Genius Radio Show, where we can answer all your questions about getting college for free. Today, your host is Jean Burke, the author of College Prep Genius, The No-Brainer Way to SAT Success, and you can find her at collegeprepgenius.com. And I'm the moderator, Felice Gerwitz. Welcome. Hi and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with Jean Burke, the creator and founder of College Prep Genius. Well, Jean, today we are going to talk about scholarships, and I'm ready to get to work, so my mind's already on the next thing. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, Jean, people can find you at College Prep Genius, and you have a wide array of ways that people can get your program. They can buy your books. They can get it in digital format, as well as, of course, hard copy in the mail with the actual DVDs. And I think that was an interesting thing when I was talking to someone recently. They didn't realize that they were actual DVDs that the kids could watch on the television, and that's why a lot of people are going to that digital format, because then they can look on their phones and things like that. So I think that was great that you offer them in that way.
Well, thank you. And, you know, a lot of the laptops nowadays don't have the DVD drive on the computer.
Right.
So, you know, they're getting smaller and smaller and thinner and thinner, and so, yeah, it's great. They can access it anywhere.
Very good, very good. Today this is part two. It's episode number 20. You can find it at collegeprepgenius.com/podcast. And the topic today is on scholarships, finding them. And we're going to talk about, some of the ways that you can find some really interesting scholarships, as well as some of the, of course, more traditional ones, and which would bring us to number one, your SAT score, and also your PSAT score, which is very, very important, and, that is where a lot of the scholarships come from. So why don't you go ahead and talk about that, Jean?
Well, you know, colleges go up on their rankings nationally based on test scores. So the higher the score, of course, the more money that they give you, because you make them look good. And all these colleges are concerned with their rankings. So that's why, you know, over the years, I've seen kids get, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in scholarships, even gone to Ivy Leagues for free, just based on their test scores. And that's kind of, you know, how we got started, when we ultimately threw away 7 trash bags full of offers, including full ride and free tuition and room and board and all that. And so I've seen that happen time and time again over the last 11 years. So, yes, if I could say anything to parents, you know, incorporate test prep into your daily school, because, you know, 15 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, you know, just studying, you know, a few strategies makes a huge difference, because ultimately, you know, that is what's going to not only get them into college, but obviously get the big scholarship money.
Very good. And so the next step is, you know, it would be getting organized, and that is something we talked about in the previous podcast, number 19. And in this one, we're assuming that you've got your stuff together, you know, you have all the information that you need to, you know, begin searching. And one of the favorite things I love that you talked about in the previous episode was writing down your profile so that you could look for those kinds of scholarships. So do you just go online and start Googling scholarships? I mean, how do you go about finding scholarships?
You know, I think the first thing to do when you're looking for scholarships is start around you. You know, look around. Look at colleges in your area. Go to local high schools. They usually have some scholarship offers printed up in the guidance counselor's office. You know, if you play music or you play sports or, you know, where you volunteer, or maybe some of the organizations you're involved in. So I would start first where you're at, what you're familiar with, you know, because that'll get you going. And then I think you also need to understand sort of the nuts and bolts of looking for scholarships. You know, are they need-based? Are they merit-based? You know, does it require an interview or writing of an essay? what is the judging criteria they're looking for, or the deadlines. So kind of get a feel for what type of scholarships you're looking for. You know, don't apply for scholarships that have nothing to do with you. Sometimes people just randomly fill out scholarship offers. And if you don't qualify, you know, you're really wasting your time and you're wasting the judge's time. So look for the ones, obviously, that, you know, that actually you meet the criteria. And definitely start early. You know, I mean, ninth grade at the minimum. I mean, don't wait till the junior year because there's much going on. But, you know, there's scholarships starting at age six. I mean, there's the GIF Most Creative Peanut Butter Sandwich Contest, one I can think of. You know, there's Doodle for Google. You know, age eight, there's the National Marble Scholarship. You know, the Baron Pizza for Young Heroes. I mean, there's so many out there, believe it or not. And, you know, longer than gone are the days that you start looking, you know, in the high school years. But, you know, certainly start early. I mean, you can incorporate it into your life to where maybe, you know, an hour a week, you know, you're putting in some time looking or applications.
No, that's really cool. And I'm writing down these other little things on the side here. My kids are too old, but my grandkids aren't. And I didn't even think of ever think of scholarships at that age. Although I was telling you before we went on the air that my son was playing Little League baseball, and I believe they were in sixth grade, and his friend got a full ride scholarship based on some essay, you know, that they mentioned it in the school, and, you know, 99.9% of the kids didn't do it, but he was one of the ones that did do it. And he has 4 years of college already paid for in sixth grade. So that was a huge relief off of his parents' shoulder, you know, and how wonderful is that, you know, that just based on an essay that he wrote that was selected. So I don't know really much more about it, but I thought that was fabulous, especially for this family.
Absolutely. And you know, I hear stories like that all the time. So, you know, yeah, don't just assume that everybody's doing it. I think that's a thing that, well, you know, everybody's applied for that scholarship or that essay or whatever it is. And, you know, if you don't obviously do it, you're not going to know. And this young man did it, you know, and most students didn't. And, of course, it paid off. So I think the next thing, too, is when we start looking on the Internet, you know, starting our search engine, so to speak, you know, most people start at FastWeb or collegenet.com or scholarships.com. And those are great. By the way, FastWeb only has 5% of the scholarships. So even when you're looking at their site and you're setting up your profile and they're inundating your email box with scholarship offers, keep in mind, they're just a minute dent in the bucket there. So, but it is a good place to start, you know, looking on the Internet. But
you said FastWeb, CollegeWeb, and what was the other one?
FastWeb.com is the number one scholarship
website.
Okay,
that's
website.
The number one. Okay.
CollegeNet is another one.
Okay.
GrantsNet.org and scholarships.com. You know, I've got a long list. In my book, High School Prep Genius has a long list of little-known scholarship websites.
We have that book. I have that book. Better go pull it out. Oh gosh. Okay. So that is. And then, you know, one thing I meant to ask you earlier, and might as well just put it in here. But what is the average cost of college? I mean, why bother? People may be thinking, you know, college can't be that expensive. And you know that. It is, and sometimes the sticker shock will shock you.
Oh, totally. You know, just an average across the board, community college is over $10,000 a year. A public college, about $16,000. A private, about $26,000. A Christian college, about $31,000. And an Ivy League, about $55,000 a year. And that's an average. Certainly, I've seen them even higher than that. Most students will get their college money based on loans. Over 50% of students secure their tuition by loans, about 40% by grants, and only about 10% from scholarships. And, of course, like we talked about earlier, you know, the average student takes about 20 years or two decades of their life paying off college loans. But when you think about college expense, you know, it goes beyond just tuition. You know, you've got your books, your supplies, your room and board, you know, personal staff fees, transportation. So there's a lot more involved when it comes, you know, when you're thinking about the expense of college. So, and, you know, when you're looking into your financial aid package, you know, they take so much into consideration. You know, as we talked about earlier, the Bright Futures that you have there, your special state scholarship.
Right, in Florida.
That's primarily for, you know, for Florida. You know, you have to kind of look into your own state, depending on what they have.
Right, and that's gone down considerably. When my daughter, who's now in her 30s, when she was in college at 18, Bright Futures would pay full ride. And I know you're going to just cringe at this, but we felt that, you know, we could afford to put her through college, so we just paid for it. And it wasn't very expensive at all. You know, I think 4 years were $13,000, which was not, you know, an extreme amount for us to pay. And she actually did it in 3 years, and then she did get an in-school scholarship. I ended up doing that as well in my college. I was already in college, and I applied for a position of a junior advisor, which meant living, you know, giving up my sorority house dorm and going to live with the freshmen coming in and, you know, basically babysitting. But I got to be really good friends with some of the girls. It was great. It was a great experience for me. And I was, you know, mentoring and that kind of thing. And they gave us, I believe it was that year's tuition. So my dad didn't have to pay for that 1 year. So, you know, there are some things like that which, you know, come up. But she could have qualified for Bright Futures if we had known more about the program at that time, because that was just at that time based on community service, which the child had a ridiculous amount of. She's my doer child out of all of them. I think Annie's coming up close to Christina's numbers, but hers were, and that was one of the things that they looked at was community service, and then the other was scores. But now it has gone down to several thousand, I believe. I think like at one point, I think it's 1,200 and something. So it's not, but like you said, again, before, you know, Gene and I talked beforehand too, but you were telling me that sometimes in some colleges will actually match that scholarship, or based on the fact that you received a Bright Futures here in Florida, they will give you, you know, a full ride. Is that true?
That's true. You know, I have taught in so many cities there in Florida and seen kids get full ride Bright Futures. I've seen my one friend, Nancy, her daughter took my class and she got that Bright Futures, and she wanted to go to Nova Southeastern, which is, I believe, a pre-med college, and, you know, they matched it and gave her a full ride. So, you know, when you are offered a scholarship, you know, that's a leverage that you can use with other colleges and saying, hey, you know, this school over here gave me this. What are you going to give me, or can you match this? And so, you know, use that to your advantage. So, very, very important. And, you know, there are, you know, every state's different, and not every state has some kind of special scholarship. You know, I know that in Alaska, they have what's called the Alaska Performance Scholarship, and that is basically where if you hit that certain SAT score, you know, you can get a full ride, not only to any college in Alaska, but also to technical schools. So if you're going to choose to maybe become a, you know, a beautician or a mechanic or more on the technical side, then it actually will pay for it. So it's good to check into your school. I know Georgia has the Hope Scholarship. You know, so it really depends on where you live, you know, what they have going on.
Very good. And that's the thing, you know, so do look. And like you said, Jean, very good advice to check around. I know that there are some wealthy donors in our area, and one of the homeschoolers that I know, he received some scholarship, music scholarship, based upon, you know, applying for her scholarship that she had. And my friend said they went to like a meet and greet where all the people who were the recipients of the scholarship were supposed to go, you know, as a thank you. And they actually met the lady who, you know, they were able to thank her. They didn't even know it was her. She was just going around, milling around and saying hi and, you know, glad you're here. And my friend said, I'm sorry I didn't catch your name. And when she told her, you know, her name, she was delighted. She said, "Oh my gosh, you know, my son has, you know, a scholarship. Thank you so much." And so that is really wonderful. But yeah, you know, who wants to take two decades and pay off a scholarship? So we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we will have more information about finding some different types of scholarship. We'll be right back.
With College Prep Genius, free college can happen to you. That's right. It's never too early to start thinking about test prep to secure your future. Imagine getting free tuition, room and board, free grad school, and more based on your SAT score. College Prep Genius is the key to free. This award-winning, nationally featured program teaches students the logic behind the SAT. You'll learn to answer every question in 30 seconds, raise your score as much as 600 points, and go to the college of your dreams for free. Visit collegeprepgenius.com to know more.
Well, hi and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I am here with Jean Burke. And today we are talking about where to find those scholarships. And in our previous episode, episode 19 on collegeprepgenius.com/podcast, we talked about getting organized. And in this one, we are basically talking about some of the nuts and bolts that you need to get that scholarship information so you can apply. So, Jean, you know, we've been discussing some of the, you know, variations within the state as well as the ridiculously high cost of college. And so, you know, we want to look at this with an eye toward getting those scholarships that are difficult to find.
Well, you know, one of the things is I think when you're looking for scholarships, and this is sort of a little known secret, I think a lot of people do a couple things wrong. Number one, they apply for the big scholarships, like the $5,000, the $10,000. And the problem is that so many students are applying for those. What I highly recommend is apply for the small ones, like the $200, the $300 ones. Those are the ones that are overlooked. And, you know, those can really add up if you get a bunch of those. And then another little known secret is when you are online, when you're searching for scholarships, you know, use some completely different words. Don't necessarily use the word scholarship, but maybe use the word, as you said earlier, foundation or endowment or fellowship or trust or donor, because what you're going to find is you're going to pull up a whole crop of scholarships that nobody knew about or were thinking about. So do things a little different. You know, go off the norm can make a huge difference. And then, you know, there's also a lot of unusual scholarships. You and I were talking about how, you know, sometimes there's scholarships for short people, sometimes there's scholarships for tall people. There's scholarships for left-handers. There's scholarships for people who actually speak in Klingon, you know. There's milk mustache, you know, scholarships. So believe it or not, there's a scholarship to cover just about everything out there.
That's very, very, very interesting. Making me laugh here. Oh my gosh. It's amazing. And so, you know, just, I guess, you know, one of the things is like your brag sheet or your cheat sheet on the other podcast. We talked about that is, you know, even looking at some of the things that you have done in the past and looking at that way. And I know we did a podcast on sports and scholarships and looking at that. And one of the things that we were disappointed at, because we're a baseball family, we're not a football or soccer family, because those areas have a lot more scholarship money than baseball does. So we recently found out that, you know, our local college that was a community college is now a state college, and they are looking for players. And it's, you know, it's a good college. The kids, this is their first time of taking any outside of the home classes, and even when we did co-ops, I taught most of them, and so they've had an experience now just taking a couple of classes, and so it has been a very good experience. You know, we did our research online and you know, looked up the professors and talked to people who had gone there and that kind of thing. And that was actually the college my husband and his sisters all graduated from. Their parents required them to get that 2-year degree before going on after high school. And so, you know, there's a lot of history at that school. It's very close to my house and so on and so forth. Well, they are putting in a sports program, and we just recently found out that they are going to be giving some, you know, full scholarships because they want players to come there, and they're just starting the program all over again. So, you know, that was something new that we just found out about, and I'm excited. You know, it may not be, you know, the bigger university, but it would save us a lot of money with the kids staying home and that kind of thing. So, you know, and I know a lot of kids just want to go away to school, and a lot of parents are ready for them to go away to school, so that may not be an option for you. But just look around and just see, you know, did a college, you know, maybe go from a smaller institution to a larger one? You know, I know that with the notoriety from FGCU, with their basketball team, it became very difficult to get into that school now. You know, a lot of people want to go there. Whereas before it was much easier. So, you know, that's one of the things that we need to look at as parents is, you know, of course you want a good education for your kids, but also you don't want to be stuck with or have them be stuck with these huge loans. And you know, one of my nieces is an attorney and scored very, very high, but did end up paying for law school, and probably just because she didn't know about the scholarships that were available.
Right. And, you know, we did do that one podcast about athletic scholarships, and so your right. listeners hopefully can find that one, you know, because I think a misconception that a lot of people have is that every sport gives a full ride, or something like soccer, and, you know, which is very, very little money. And even if a school, a high school, receives X amount of money, they're going to be there amongst several kids. So, you know, sometimes I think parents are, you know, dragging their kids out to the soccer field every Saturday, you know, since they're 3 or 4 years old, you know, in hopes of getting a scholarship. And I think they're sadly mistaken down the road when they find out that that's not the case. So you definitely want to find out about that, because yeah, there are some good scholarships, but, you know, also, you know, you need a backup plan too, because if your right. child gets hurt, you know, and nobody wants to get hurt. Don't, you know, nobody sets out to get hurt, you know, then, you know, you pretty much will lose your scholarship. So definitely you need to be thinking merit-based in many cases. So, you know, it's definitely something to consider.
Yep. And I will put that link to that athletic scholarship podcast, on the show notes here on this episode. Well, Jean, any last words on finding scholarships?
Absolutely. You know, another great way besides your SAT score is, you know, there are a lot of volunteer scholarships like Alliant Energy Service Scholarship and the Prudential Spirit of Community Service. And a lot of times students who volunteer will not only receive a scholarship, you know, but if they continue to volunteer throughout college, they'll get more money. So it's a way of life. When you're out there and you become an asset in the community. So keep that in mind. Know that there's also scholarships for minority students as well as disabled students. There's a lot of competitive, prestigious scholarships out there, like the U.S. Presidential Scholars Program and the U.S. Senate Youth Program. So, you know, there's really no necessary need to spend a lot of money on college when there's so many ways to go to college for free. Even my 15 Secrets the free college ebook that I have on my website, you know, your listeners can just put the code radio in and get that for absolutely free when they check out. So it gives a lot of good information as well. So it's a matter of being proactive. It's a matter of realizing that it's out there. It's just, it's going to require some work, but certainly can pay off in the end.
Very good. And, you know, as you were talking, it reminded me our local grocery store does offer scholarships to their employees. So I don't know if it's attached to, you know, you continue to work through the stores as you're going to college, you know, which ensures them good employees or what. But I know of kids that have applied for that and gotten that kind of scholarship. So, yeah, there's some great things out there that we're just not. And I think on one of the podcasts you were telling us about a student that was in college and had gotten a part-time job filing in this story. It's like here in the back recesses, you know. So maybe jump in if you recall the story that you were telling about a student that was working in a college office, and she happened upon a whole file on scholarships that were not claimed and started applying to these. Did you tell me about that, Jean, or did someone else? I don't remember.
I'm not sure if that's the exact story, but what I do know is that, you know, most high school students, they apply for several schools, and what colleges tend to do is they give scholarships out to these students. But if that child chooses to go somewhere else, which, you know, you can only go to one school, but what that money does, that goes into what's called the reaward pot, and that money gets reawarded back out to someone else. And so, you know, when you're in college or after you've already applied for college, ask to be, you know, reawarded that money, because it's going to go to somebody, and it might as well be you.
That's wonderful. I didn't even know there was a reawarded pot. Yeah, that's really cool. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Jean, and I look forward to our next podcast. Thanks again, and everybody, don't forget to visit Jean at collegeprepgenius.com and find out how you can get Jean to come in or one of the people that works with her to teach a class in your area. Take care. Thanks so much, Jean. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Well, thanks so much for listening to the College Prep Genius radio show. You can find more episodes at collegeprepgenius.com/podcast or listen on iTunes, on your favorite podcast app, on your phone, on your computer, or on the go. Remember, visit collegeprepgenius.com for more information, and we'll see you soon.